Play Local with Sam Kwele on East Coast Radio.
So I promised you an interview with Bradley Fonsethas right here. He's on the line already. I cannot wait to chat with him and more. But just to remind ourselves, in case you are not watching Parliament, he actually ushered in President Ramaphosa. So, Bradley, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Kaya, Ganga, Sister, Kaya. So I'm good, my brother. Thank you so much.
I'm very great. What an honor to have you, man, on the show. What a beautiful poem. I kept wondering what were you saying, but we'll get to that a bit later on. But I just want to confirm, you said Bradley Fonsethas is your stage name.
Yeah, that's my stage name. You can imagine, our people have suffered slavery. We were colonized. So our language was taken. We got new names, and we had to speak a different language. This is the language
Definitely.
That I was forced to speak. English.
So what is your real name?
My real name?
Yes.
I'll say it again. When I say
it's very long. It's very long, so please be slow.
Okay.
Okay.
So it means the yellow walker.
Okay.
Where the clouds are gathered. Because Cape Town's real name is not Cape Town, because that's English language.
I see.
So
what's Cape Town's real name?
This part of the world we click. That's the indigenous sound of our language.
Could you make that sound, please?
Yeah. So Cape Town's real name is Three Kites.
Kui Koi.
Yeah, Kui. You know what
Kui Koi.
Yeah, Kui Kai.
Okay, man. So let us get into it. How did you end up in Parliament?
Well, I was very surprised.
Okay.
When I was invited, a 2 day before the time.
All right.
To make a blessing. They actually asked me to do the praise singing. Right?
Yes.
I said, well, I would actually be more comfortable to make a blessing on the words of our president.
Oh, okay. So it's not really a poem.
Yeah, I'm saying a blessing.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So the idea actually, I told the people that asked me, I said I feel more comfortable, because what happens is this is a political environment, a parliament. Once we bring culture into a political environment, we kind of have to stay true to the culture.
I see. So now I want to know about those people who came to fetch you and it was a surprise to you. You didn't know about it. People just showed up. Do you know who showed up?
Of course. What happened was, when I was on the day of Sona, what happened was my phone was going crazy. My phone was just ringing nonstop. But I had so much work, because I'm also working, okay?
Yeah.
So at my house, a car just stopped.
I'm sure it was a black car.
Well, it was actually a big white van.
Okay.
It was a big white van. And it was parliamentarian. And also, along them was the chairperson of the National Khoisan Council. He's a Khikwa leader, Cecil Le Fleur. And one of his co-members on the National Khoisan Council.
Yeah.
So they came to my house, and their words was this to me. They said, the nation is calling you.
That is great. So because of time, in less than 30 seconds, what is your response to people who actually say what you were saying is actually not the real language and you are making stuff up?
It's easy for me to say. What I said was, those words in my language mean language of my ancestors, language of my parents, my original mother tongue, my language. You see, people look at me and they think I'm colored.
Yes.
That is a very colonial way of looking at things. So in the process of decolonizing ourselves, I'm an African. I'm a Khoi Khoi. That is my descendant. That is my ancestry. Once, if you go take my DNA, no DNA of mine is colored. My DNA says that I am a Khoi Khoi.
Okay.
You see?
Thank you so much, Bradley. Is it correct when I say Khutse?
Khutse.
Thank you so
much.
Yes.
How was it that you knew, sir? And I was so proud when I heard the parliamentarian say this word with me. It means Creator, help us to unite for our heritage.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's all the time we have, man. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
This is Play Local on East Coast Radio, Sundays 6 to 9 p.m.